Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Lectures. The title is Vikriti Pada, a lecture demonstration on Vedas in English, presented by Veda Sammelanam. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् सदात्मध्याननिरतम् ऋषयेभ्यः पराङ्मुखम् नौमि शास्त्रेषु निष्णातम् चन्द्रशेखरभारतीम् भारती करुणापात्रम् भारती पदभूषणम् भारती परमारूढम् भारती तीर्थमाश्रये सद्गुरुचरणारविन्दाभ्याम् नमः.
श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम्.
ड्यूरिङ्ग् दिस् वेद सेमिनार् वी अरेञ्ज् for this program, essentially for the benefit of the non-Vaidikas. I have nothing to say to the Vaidikas. To be honest, it may not be even appropriate for me to sit on the stage when Vaidikas are sitting there. But I am sitting here on the strength of these Vaidikas who are sitting by me, including a selection of Ganapati. Many times people wonder why these Vedas are given this much importance. Our Dharma is not short of any scriptures. We have plenty of them. Vedavyasa, he divided the Vedas into the four Vedas as we know them today. The Rig Veda, the Yajur Veda, Sama Veda and Atharva Veda. They are not written by him. They were classified by him. And they were there all the time. In addition to writing, classifying these Vedas, Vedavyasa also wrote 18 Mahapuranas. He wrote the Itikasa Mahabharata. He also wrote the Brahma Sutras. What he has not done? Such a cherished literature he gave to us. And all these Puranas, Itikasas, Brahma Sutras, whatever he wrote, all of them, they derive their base from the Vedas. And he gave these four Vedas to four Shishyas and ask them to propagate. And some of us are Rigvedis, some of us are Yajurvedis, Shukla Yajurvedis, Krishna Yajurvedis. All these classifications based on what Sri Vedavyasa did. That is why today when we started the program, we started the procession from the Vedavyasa temple, doing puja to Vedavyasa first, and then to the Veda Granthas, and then brought them on a procession. In the usual American style, on red carpet. My original intention was to bring the Vedas on a procession on an elephant. That was my intention. But to bring an elephant here had some logistics issues. So I chose to bring them on a palanquin, carried by the Vaidikas, who are the practitioners of this Veda mantras and who are the protectors of this mantras, who are also the propagators of this mantras. And we consider Vedas with such a high esteem because it is not written by a human being. This is apavruteya vishaya, not of a human origin. Given that, we cannot even give a time frame within which these mantras came into vogue. There is nothing like a time zero from which Vedas started. they are unearthing. They have been there all the time. Anantavai Vedaha. They are infinite in number. In terms of the mantras, they are there for all the time. Vedas are there all the time, infinite. Pramanam Vedascha. That is our conviction. For anything, the pramanam, the proof of whatever we live, whatever we do, whatever is the cosmic makeup, or whatever we can think of, pramanam is Veda. And that is the reverence we give to these mantras. And Vedas Sarve, Ahameva Vedyaha, that's what Krishna says. I am known through the Vedas. So the Lord is given to understand to us through the Veda mantras. Vedo Nityam Adiyatam, Acharya says, always practice. Every time practice Veda mantras. Taduritam Karma Swarushkiyatam. These are all the doctrines which the Adi Acharya gave to us. Yasya Nishvasitam Vedaha, supposed to be the breath of the Creator, Lord Brahma Himself. That is the reverence we give to these mantras. Now at one end, we can give the mantra so much of reverence and keep it under lock and key. Doesn't help anybody. It has to be propagated. But the uniqueness of the Veda mantras is not like any other mantra which is man-made. So many parameters have to be maintained when you recite any Veda mantra. If it is not followed, it changes the very meaning of the mantras. That is why it is always ordained that we have to learn these mantras through a guru only. We can say tape recorders are available, CDs are available. No. They have to be learned only through a guru. Because if it is not learned properly and recited properly, it may give totally different results. And we will go through some examples as we go through the chanting process. And they even dictated how to learn the mantras, how to recite the mantras. Giti, Shigri, Shiraktampi, Tata Lipita Padakaha, Anartajaha, Alpakantaha, Shadaite Padaka Adama. The Sutta is saying a person who will recite the mantras Shigri, always he is in a hurry to catch some plane. He should not say it fast at all. There is always an optimum speed. Giti, the person who always recites the song, especially music lovers, they always would like to ascribe some raga to some whatever they recite. Vedas have to be recited, they are not sung. You cannot put a raga to that. Shiraktamti, the Veda mantras have swaras, they have intonations. You have to raise certain times, you have to lower certain times. You have reason along at certain times. There are certain mantras for each one of the utterance of each letter. Without doing that, this person only rises his head, lowers his head, never rises the mantra or lowers the mantra. He is Shiraktamti. Tata Likita Padakaha. Vedas are Shruti. They are heard. They are heard and reproduced. You cannot read it from a book. You cannot read it from a text. So, Likita Padakaha, the person who learns Vedas from a book. Anartajnaha, the one who learns it without understanding the meaning. Without understanding the meaning, one should not even recite. But normally, when the child goes to the Padashala, they don't take teach the meaning first. Because at the young age, the mantras have to be absorbed first. That is the time the Grahana Dharana Shakti is most, the Medha Shakti for the child. Whatever it will, you give, it will grasp quickly and will remember. So you give the mantras at that time. But once after bullying the child in learning the mantras, later they have to understand the meaning of the mantra. Anartajnaha. Alpakantaha. You cannot mumble the Veda mantras. It has to be recited loud and clear because they are dharma pramana. You cannot be shy about reciting the mantra. Unless you know it very clearly, a person will not have the confidence to recite it firmly. So, Alpakantaha. Today, they all these six people, Padaka, Adama, they are not qualified to learn Veda. That is the kind of restriction the scriptures put for somebody to learn Veda. Because, it is Apurusha Yantayaha, not of a human origin. If it is not followed properly, it may give rise to totally different symptoms. So that is the caution they gave. But saying all this is fine. They have to give also a method by which we may be able to remember the mantras correctly, because this is come to a Dharma Parampara. Father teaches son, son teaches son, it goes like that. Teacher the disciple. Through a oral transmission, no books at the time, when these Veda mantras were taught long, long ago, print and all came only recently, in the last few hundred years. But those days, there was no print. No other media like CDs and tape recorders, but in a oral transmission, it was going through. So the state has devised various innovative methods by which you will be able to retain this mantra without affecting its purity. Because if the purity is affected, then the mantras may be. In spite of being so closely guarded, as I mentioned in the morning, of the 1,131 katas that were given to us in the Vyasa, only 10 are alive today. Actually, recently, because of our Veda Sammelan efforts, every year, for the past 12 years, we identified another shaka in Rajasthan, available only with two people, one father and son. Father is 100, son is 73, father died recently about a month ago, 50 months ago. Sangha in a shaka of the Veda. Only this person has become a few mantras with him. So if he also goes away, that shaka will be completely lost. So that is what is happening in this mantra. So over the years, actually today we are an advantage. I think we can record these mantras and keep it for posterity. There are print media available where you can save them. Those days they were not available. People were only depending on this kind of transmission through oral methods. So, such a highly guarded mantra, they made so many parameters for reciting them. Varna swaraha, matra valam, sama santanaha. Every letter, varna, it has to be pronounced properly and uttered correctly. Swaraha, each letter has an intonation. Anudata, udata, swarita, prachaya. There are so many things are there, they all have to be followed when you recite each syllable. Matra, there is a duration. Each letter has to be. The time taken to recite one vowel is one prosodial unit of time called one matra. Then there are two matra, three matras. You have to follow the actual time with which a particular syllable has to be uttered. Then balam, the force of articulation. How you articulate each mantra. Sama is the uniformity and santanaha is continuity. So if these six parameters are not maintained, it is going to give a totally different meaning. So that is why these mantras are always urged to be learned from a teacher. Who has learned from a teacher? Who has also learned from a teacher? Shrotriyam Brahmanistam, that's what Gita says. The person should be a Shrotri himself and should be also able to teach, because he has trained himself so much, he is qualified to teach. The kind of reverence we give to this mantra. And with this, the sages devise various very creative methods by which you can remember the original mantra. The intent is to remember the original mantra. The original mantra is called Sangita Pada. The Mula Mantra is called Sangita Pada. And to remember that mantra correctly, they devise so many methods by which that can be remembered by drilling them again and again. So in a parashala, you go through so many of these things. For example, they learn the Padapada, reciting each one according to each word. Then there is a Kramapada. And then there are so many other difficulties. Some of them are following the original order of the words with which the Samhita Pada is passed. So they are called the Prakriti Pada, where you maintain the original order of the words. And later, even though they had this Prakriti Pada, to drill them even more and also to make them understand the roots of combination of words, and also how the swara varies between the combinations. They unite so many vikriti padas. These vikriti padas are artificial. They are actually the words are not maintained in the same order.
It can go back and forth. So vikriti padaha they made, and of that they have got 8 vikritis: jata, mala, shika, rekha, dvajo, dando, ratho, ganaha. These are the 8 vikriti padas by which they uttered the original Veda mantra itself. With so many combination of the words, the sounds, the swaras, everything have rules for each one of them, and a person goes through all these knowledge as he is going through the education in the Patashala. For example, if you take just only a Gana type of chanting, a Gana party, if you take just only the Krishna Yajurveda, in the Samhita Pata, there are about 109,000 padas are there, words. And if you consider each word has got 3 or 4 syllables, which is very common, then there are going to be nearly 400,000 syllables. And each one has to be uttered using these 6 parameters I said, Varna Swaraha Matravalam Samasantanaha. And if you recite in this format, in Ganapati, when a Ganapati recites, each pada is repeated 13 times. And when you repeat it 13 times, it is going to be so many of these words and the combinations and the swaras are kept in the 200 grams of his brain. He doesn't have a book, he doesn't have any other medium. How much amount of sadhana is needed for a person to come out as a Ganapati from a Patashala, that we can appreciate. Now this is for only one Veda. I said the Krishna Yajurveda. There is Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda. Those days we had Dvivedis, people who are proficient in 2 Vedas. Trivedis, 3 Vedas. Chaturvedis, 4 Vedas. That was the proficiency in those days. People have learnt and drilled so much. That means an entire life almost is spent on learning this. For what? They know this is the only thing that is the root of our dharma. Unless this is protected and propagated, the dharma is going to get affected. And that is the importance the rishis gave, and that is why they devised all these. Those days people were also learning all these in all this format. And in addition, they are not only they learn all the 4 mantras up to Ganapada and all, then there is for each letter where they originate, what are the lakshanas, the lakshanam also they learn. And today we are having the opportunity to hear the various vikriti patas, how they were devised and how they sound in different formats of recitation. And later we also will be able to hear how a lakshanam for a varnakrama, when you take a particular word, for a particular whatever pada we take, how the lakshanam is told for that, how much people have spent time to learn it, in whatever we think is obvious, what are the intricacies involved, even in understanding a very small word like Krishna. We will see all that thing today. So we made this program today essentially to communicate to the non-Vedicas, particularly what is really involved in learning these Vedas and how important it was, whatever the importance given to them, and how the rishis protected it. Now I told you the Samhita Pata is the Mula Pata, and in the Mula Pata, if you take for example any sentence consisting of, let us say, 6 words, I am taking just only an example here, our priests are going to recite some mantras from the Rig Veda, that is going to be much more elaborate, but just only to give an example to you, I will just only say what are the things involved. For example, if you take this also a Rig Veda mantra, Oshadayas Samvadante Some Ena Saharajna. This is one mantra consisting of 6 words. Oshadayaha Samvadante Some Ena Saharajna. These are the 6 words. And some words are here, Anudata. Anudata is the one that are low word. Oshadayaha. Osha is raised and Daya, Yaha is down. That is Anudata. Samvadante Some Ena Saharajna, this is the actual Samhita Pata. First, then they will learn how to split the sentence into individual words. ஓஷதயஹ சம் வதந்தே. See, in the original mantra, ஓஷதயஹ சம் வதந்தே. Now in the பதபாடா வதந்தே, how the swara changed? There are rules governing this. It's not arbitrary. There are appropriate rules governing. We don't have to go through these rules today. There are rules governing how sarva anudata, when it will come. This is all letters are anudata. Where it will come, how to, where it is raised. There are rules for that. The combination rules, sandhi rules, they are all there. So me ena saha rajnya. This is padapada. Each padam is separated. And now in the kramapada, these are all prakritis. They are still natural order. Oshada yasam. First word and second word combined. Oshada yasam AB. Samvadante 2 and 3. Vadante some ena 3 and 4. Some ena saha. Saha rajnya a. And concluded rajnya ti rajnya a. So this is the kramapada. So where you now, you know how the entire sentence was made up of individual words and what are the rules of combination of two words and how in the forward directions 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, the entire thing is recited. So unless the person knows the Moola Mantra completely clearly, he will not be able to recite it without a book, because we have to understand this is without a book. So this is Shruti. So this is how this thing is going on with respect to the Prakriti Pata. Now our priest will recite a mantra from the Rig Veda in both this mode, the Samhita Pata, Pada Pata and Krama Pata. And after that is done, I will explain the Vikriti and they can recite the Vikriti Pata.
Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. अथ संहिता पाठः चत्वारि वाक् परिमिता पदानि तानि विदर्ब्राह्मणाये मनीषिणः गुहात्रीणि निहितानेऽङ्गयन्ति तुरीयम् वाचो मनुष्या वदन्ति इति संहिता पाठः अथ पदपाठः चत्वारि वाक् परिमिता पदानि तानि विदुः ब्राह्मणाः ये मनीषिणाः गुहा त्रीणि निहिता न लिङ्गयन्ति तुरीयम् वाचः मनुष्याः वदन्ति इति पदपाठः.
నేంగయంతి నా ఇంగయంతి. యు హావ్ టు బి ఏబుల్ టు స్ప్లిట్ దట్ పదచేద హస్ టు బి డన్ అండ్ రిసైటెడ్.
అథ క్రమపాఠః చతుర్వారి వాక్ వాక్ పరిమితా పరిమితా పదాని పరిమితేతి పరిమితా పదాని తాని దాని విదుః విదుర్ బ్రాహ్మణాః ब्राह्मणाये ये मनीषिणाः मनीषिण इति मनीषिणाः गुहात्रीणि त्रीणि निहिता निहिता न निहितेति निहिता नेङ्गयन्ति इङ्गयन्ति तुरीयम् तुरीयम् वाचः वाचो मनुष्याः मनुष्या वदन्ति वदन्तीति वदन्ति इति क्रमपाठः.
दीस् टू आर् दि प्रकृति दि नेचुरल् आर्डर् मेण्टेनिङ्ग् द ओरिजिनल् आर्डर् आफ् वर्ड्स्. नौ वि गो टु द विकृति पाठस्. ऐ टोल् दि श्लोक जटा माला शिखा रेखा ध्वजो दण्डो रथो गणः. दि जटा पाठ इस् द फस्ट् विकृति. In a jata is nothing but the way the ladies braid their hair. The way they braid their hair, you know, they take one leg, take another leg and take this leg again back. So this is how the entire mantras, you take two words, first two words, you weave it like this and keep on continuing. So this is the Jatapada. For example, in the example I gave with six words, Oshadaya Sam, Oshadaya, Oshadaya Sam. So A, B, Oshadaya Sam, Sam Oshadaya, again same B and A, and again A, B, Oshadaya Sam. So A, B, B, A, A, B. A, B, B, A, A, B. So the same way you continue. Samvadante, Padante, Sam, Samvadante. Padante some ena, some ena vadante, vadante some ena saha, saha some ena saha, saha ragnya, ragnya a, saha saha ragnya a, ragnyeti ragnya a. The same mantra, when you say it in Jatapada, this is how you braid it. So now the person knows the same words he says forward and reverse he continues, so that again it gets so much, you know, made concretized in its memory without forgetting the original Samhita Pata. Now they will recite the same mantra in Jatapada.
Atha Jatapada Chatvari Vak Vak Chatvari Chatvari Vak Vak Parimita Parimita Vak Vak Parimita Parimita padani padani parimita parimita padani parimiteti parimita padani tani tani padani padani tani tani vidur vidastani tani viduh vidur brahmana brahmana vidur vidur brahmana brahmana ye ye brahmana brahmana ye ye manishino manishino ye ye manishinah manishina ite manishinah.
This is the Jatapada, and then the Kramapada, the Malapada. Mala has got two different types of malas. Mala is a garland. As you know, you take flowers, and how you stitch a garland? You have to take two flowers and make a knot and keep going. So this is how the mantra, the words are stitched together. For example, if you take here a section of A to R, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, up to R, you take one section, A to I, one section, and another section, I to R, another section, then you go forward and backward and stitch them. So the way you do a mala, so the mantras are stitched like that. For example, if I just tell you how it is done, it is going to be a little, you know, tough for us to understand. If you take A to H, for example, if you take words A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, just only for that I will tell you A, B, H, E, D, H, B, C, H, G, C, D, G, F, B, E, F, E, E, F, E, B, F, G, B, C, G, H, C, B, H, E, D, H, B, A. Started with A, B, ended with B, A. In between, you stitched all these words together, some in forward, some in reverse.